Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That's the fact, Jack!
Everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. It's another beautifully rainy, stormy day. It was. I'm running a little late on these programs because today's program because it was thundering like crazy this morning, and it was actually a pleasure to watch. I love summer thunderstorms; they're fantastic. Well, I want to talk to you today about something very simple. What if I were to tell you? What if I were to tell you that the evangel, the good news, is not concerned with the sinner or his sins? Let me repeat that. What if I told you the evangel is not concerned with the sinner or his sins? Think about that for a minute. Gospel preaching today is all about the sinner and his sins, you know. But what if I told you, that the gospel is about God's attitude toward the sinner and the sufferings of Christ? You see that? Now let me state this positively. The evangel is not about the sinner or his sins, but it's about God's attitude toward the sinner and God telling us about what his Son accomplished. It's not about the sinner or his sins, but it's about God's attitude toward the sinner. We today have a message of grace, not judgment. We have a message of conciliation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, yet all is of God, verse 18, who conciliates us to himself through Christ and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation, how that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself. Think about this. God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself. Did you hear that great message? God is conciliating the world to himself. God's attitude toward the world now is not at variance. God is not at variance with the world right now. He's conciliated. And it says, not reckoning their offenses to them. He's not offended. He's not counting these offenses. And placing in us the word of the conciliation. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors, as of God entreating through us. Notice God does the entreating. And I'm going to, here's a quote here, a quote from A.E. Knock, and I think this is from Knock, and I wrote it in my margin here. It says, God does the beseeching. Nothing is so foreign to the evangel as a sinner praying to God. For it closes his ears to God's entreaties. Did you hear that? When you make the sinner pray to God, it closes his ears to God's entreaty. God is entreating you. You're not entreating God. But what do we have today? We have altar calls. And you have to pray and receive Jesus in your heart. And all these foreign elements. God is doing the beseeching. God is doing the entreating. And so what we want is for man just to listen. Let God entreat you. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors. As of God entreating through us, we are beseeching for Christ's sake. Notice, for Christ's sake. Because he's the one who's interested. Christ suffered. Christ died for us. And because of him, for his sake, we're entreating. Be conciliated to God. God is not angry with the sinner. God is conciliated toward him. And our message to the sinner is that God is not angry. He has sent his Son to conciliate you to himself. And be conciliated to God. Take his hand. He's reaching out to you. And when both take each other's hands, there's reconciliation. We are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. For the one not knowing sin, that's Christ, he makes to be sin for our sakes, that we may be becoming God's righteousness in him. Boy, there's words can't describe this. Just accept it. Nothing so foreign. I want to read this from A.E. Nock. It says here, "Let this be clear. God is not charging men with their sins, for Christ died for their sins. He is not pressing their offenses, for he is bent on conciliation." And the evangel is not concerned with the sinner at all, but with God's attitude toward him and with the sufferings of Christ. He has placed in us not the message of judgment, but the word of conciliation. What a wonderful message we have. Our sins are no hindrance. Christ is a sin offering. When you go out and you talk to people about God, don't worry about their sins. The sin is not the issue. Christ died for our sins. What a great message we have. Read 2 Corinthians 5 very carefully. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 to 21 and enjoy this blessed message we have for the world today. Hope you all have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow.